Audio file lesson 36. King Solomon's wisdom. The message: God blesses those who are humble and God-fearing. The Bible text: 1 Kings chapter 3 verses 3 to 14 and chapter 10 verses 1 to 13. The story: Solomon loved God with his whole heart. Solomon prayed and offered to God often. One night in a dream, God appeared to Solomon and said, "I will give you anything you ask." Solomon replied, "Lord, you were kind to my father David. You have chosen me to be king over your people. Grant me an understanding heart so that I may know the difference between good and evil when placing judgments over your people." God was pleased with Solomon and replied, "Since you did not ask for a longer life or riches or to end the life of your enemy, I will give you wisdom like no one before you. I will also give you everything that you did not ask for." The fame of King Solomon's wisdom became well known. Even the Queen of Sheba heard of his great wisdom in the name of the Lord. She traveled to Jerusalem with a great number of servants, spice, gold, and precious jewels to test his wisdom. She talked with King Solomon and asked him difficult questions. There was nothing too difficult for him to answer. The queen was convinced King Solomon possessed great wisdom. She saw all the great riches he had. She said to him, "I received a report in my homeland about your wisdom. I came to see if it was true, and half of what I see and hear was not told to me. I now know that your wisdom and wealth far exceed what I was told. Your men and servants who surround you are happy. Blessed be the Lord, your God, who gave you all that you have." The queen gave King Solomon 120 talents of gold, spices, and jewels. King Solomon was also generous to her and gave her all that she desired. Afterwards, she returned to her country with her servants. Suggestions for the teacher: show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what they may feel. Let some of the children play the story of the two mothers in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise, fancy dresses, and additional materials like two baby dolls, a sword, and a crown. Lesson instructions: begin telling the story. Discuss with the children, if you could have anything in the world, what would it be? What does Solomon choose when God asks him? Possible answers include wisdom, not wealth. What does this mean? Possible answers include experience, knowledge, and fair judgment. How is his attitude? Possible answers include he never forgets where his wisdom came from and praises God. Have the children repeat. King Solomon humbly asked God for his help to govern the people properly. God blessed Solomon because of his heart's disposition. King Solomon's heart's disposition is an example for us. Real life application. Explain the following. Solomon's humble disposition is an example for us today. When we live our lives in a God-fearing manner and with a humble heart, God will bless us. What does this mean? Possible explanations include follow his advice, adore him, subdue our ideas under his will. Finally, the message again: God blesses those who are humble and God-fearing. End of audio file lesson 36.